Well, today is the day. Today is the day, and I cannot wait to go and see the new Star Wars movie. It won't be today, but many of you will be. But I came across this. Star Wars fans in Lexington, Kentucky have been reminded by police that no one under the age of 18 can buy or own Death Stars.
And honestly, I think that probably should be a nationwide, if not worldwide, law.
Right.
And so I think Lexington does have it right. I mean, it just, again, under 18, you just can't trust them with the Death Star.
And so I actually pulled their ordinance. It's in section 14-43. And section A says it shall be unlawful for any person to sell or give away Death Stars or any person under the age of 18 within the urban county. It shall be unlawful. Part B says for any person under the age of 18 years to purchase or otherwise acquire or possess Death Stars. And Part C says any person who shall violate the provisions in this section shall be fined not less than $50 for each offense, nor more than $100.
I think that's this
fairly
reasonable.
This is legit.
Yeah, I do think so.
Goodness.
And again, there probably should be limits. And I know I'm going out on a limb a little bit here politically, but I do think there should be limits on Death Star ownership.
Apparently.
I think we need more of that.
I don't know. So, I think people should be let to make their own choices when it comes to Death Star.
You know, there's a lot going on in Congress and in the House and the Senate recently, but I think this is something that bears further consideration and debate. And as a constituent here, I do want more Death Star control on the books.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's not really about the Death Star. It's actually about shurikens or ninja stars, but they're called Death Stars all over in the ordinance.
Well, you
I
know
think
what?
It's funny.
Fun for a day.
It's funny.
Yeah, I don't think throwing stars is a really good idea either.
I didn't know they were called Death Stars.
Well, considering that they can cause death and dismemberment. Better late than never. It is our tradition here every Friday as we aggregate. There's so much going on in the world. There's so much news and you are busier than ever. And so as our public service, we just take all of that. We just conglomerate, aggregate all that information. We bring it to you in condensed form. It's called Headlines, y'all.
Topping the news, Frozen 2. It's already made $1 billion at the box office. In fact, Disney is going to take this animated franchise as far as it can. In fact, they just announced Frozen Endgame will be in theaters next year.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, does this sound fishy to you? My kid sent an email to Santa and got one back saying Santa is stuck in Nigeria and needs my bank account number.
Don't do it. Don't
you got to get Santa back. Hey, for the first time since its release way back in 1994, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has reached number one. Thank goodness, because I was feeling really sorry for Mariah's lack of chart success. She's been kind of a middling artist.
They had the new video on Fox this morning teasing it. A rescue team helped free a young humpback whale that was tangled in fishing gear south of San Francisco. Get this, the whale signed a movie deal the next day.
Of course.
Nice. Puma has released a $100 pair of shoes specifically designed for wearing while playing video games. Hey, I have a pair of shoes for playing video games. They're called slippers.
There you go.
A new study, kind of a concerning new study, says half of adults in the United States will be obese in 10 years. Bet we can do it in 5.
No, come on now. Come on. Apple Chirothin, right?
That's right.
Hillary, next year. Hey, a scientific survey shows that men are not as empathetic to their female partner as she is to him. In fact, the scientists had trouble finding enough men who even cared enough to take the survey.
Ouch.
Hey, a group of carolers were walking in my neighborhood last night. But now that I think about it, they could have been like singing porch pirates, maybe.
Ho, 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 and
look
steal
out.
Your Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of people try to watch what they eat over the holidays. In fact, a guy in our sales department is only eating gingerbread men who have been on the keto diet. Seems smart. Those are your headlines.
A specific diet.
You're all caught up.
You've been in some school plays. You maybe were in community theater. You dream in this ever-expanding universe of streaming that maybe, just maybe, there's a spot for you in Hollywood. Well, guess what? This Friday morning, you're going to be glad you were listening to the WIB Wake Up Show. Yes, calling all hairy, and I meant both hairy people with lots of wrinkles. There's a place for you. Casting agents need you for Amazon's new Lord of the Rings show. Hey, if Star Wars can have one, if Star Wars can have one on Disney Plus, why can't Lord of the Rings, right?
I mean, we've all seen those guys at the beach that look like they're wearing sweaters.
Here's the thing. If your parents considered naming you Esau,
yeah,
you might be a fit for this.
Your time has come. It's the role of orcs, which are creatures with stretched and twisted skin. They were seen in the original trilogy of films, Peter Jackson, outstanding. The casting ad actually reads like this. Capital letters, first three words. Hair, hair, hair. That's it.
Hair ye, hair ye.
Specifically natural red hair or white hair and with lots of freckles.
Oh, my.
Other requirements including being under 5 feet or under six or over 6.5 feet. So really
okay,
short
sure.
Or really tall.
They have some real parameters here. I'm not.
You know, one of the people I recommend, you talked about Badger volleyball playing for the title in Pittsburgh against Stanford. They've got a 6'8 player.
Really?
The Badger women, yes.
Wow.
She could be in this movie.
Is she hairy?
You know, at least she's tall.
This is super exciting. I mean, there are so many different things we say, oh, well, you can watch, you know, get $1,000 to watch all the Harmug movies, which was a great opportunity. But this is one of those just dream scenarios,
this
too, where it's
bizarre.
Like your hairiness and is just embraced and loved as it should be, as it should be.
We talk about everybody's beautiful in his or her own way. Beauty's
absolutely.
In the eye of the beholder. So somebody who is really hairy and really wrinkly says to their friends, hey, guess what? I'm going to be in a TV
movie.
Show.
Why
and
not?
Her friends are probably like, what? What do you, I mean, come on, really?
Just stay away from Aragorn because he has the tendency to lop off orcs' heads. But no, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.